Leading the way in Mandarin, 30 minutes, number 48.
天路导向。约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处。来，与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友，你好，我是方怡，在这儿欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。每次在这儿能够跟您共享神的话语，实在是一件赏心乐事，那也是我很大的福气呢。很多人在自己的工作岗位，常常呢就是做一行怨一行。然而方怡我呢，在福音广播电台呀，也工作了好多年，一直到今天，我不但没有埋怨，没有厌烦，反而是越干越起劲儿，越做越开心。为什么呢？或许你会认为我领取了一份不错的薪水，是生活无忧，所以我的情绪就特好。其实啊，我们电台不同于一般的商业电台，是不盈利的。我们的经费呢，都是来自基督徒的奉献，所以我们的薪水啊，绝对称不上优厚啊。但是感谢神，他总是供应我生活上必须的。至于我的好心情呢，那主要就是因为在工作当中，我有了更宝贵、更大的收获。我是第一个来聆听信息的人，而且我可以反复的听、反复的思想，把神的话深深的藏在我的心里，并且这是生命之道，所以能够使我信仰的生命不断的生长。我发现常年在神的话语的熏陶之下，我这个人不改变呢也不成。我很多的观念、思想、言语和行为都被神改变了。我很清楚地知道自己生命的素质和过去是不同的，我越来越趋向于真理和美善，而这些的改变绝不是从我自己的努力得来的，而是圣灵潜移默化的工作，所以我心中充满了感恩和喜乐。亲爱的朋友，虽然你不是电台的工作者，但是我们这儿所做的呢，就是为你来提供真理的信息。只要你经常收听我们的节目，仔细的听，用你的思想来听，带着反省的心态来听，我深信你的生命也会有所改变，因为神的话本身就具有改变生命的大能。神的话能够滋润喂养我们的生命，促长我们的生命，所以我诚恳地邀请你尽可能的每一次都收听天路导向。今天呢，约瑟夫牧师要继续上一次没有讲完的信息。你还记得大卫这一次需要学习的功课吗？当他终于成为一国之君的时候，他全心全意地想要尊崇神，他要把代表神同在的约柜搬到国家的中心，让全国的人民同心地来尊崇神。这是一个非常美好的心愿，也是神所喜悦的。但是当我们尊崇神的时候，却不是随自己的意思行事，而是要按照神的意思、神的方法、神的规则而行，这样才是真正的尊重神。而大卫却忽略了这么重要的事，他一股热诚，却忘记的来求问神的意思，就一厢情愿的去搬动约柜，结果出了事，非常的可惜，也非常可悲。但愿我们和大卫一同的来学习这个重要的功课吧。在上次节目里，约瑟夫牧师请你记下一个字，那就是 cart， C-A-R-T， cart， 也就是牛拉的车。约瑟夫牧师告诉我们，当年非利士人把神的约柜送回以色列的时候，所用的就是牛拉的车，也就是 cart。 但是呢，这却是一个很重要的关键，所以约瑟夫牧师请你要记住这个字，就是 cart， 牛拉的车。那么待会儿呢，约瑟夫牧师就会解释给我们听其中所代表的意义，请你特别的留心。好，现在呢，就让我们请约瑟夫牧师呢来讲解今天的信息，同时也非常的感谢安详的翻译。
I have seen with my own eyes.
我曾经亲眼见过。
Ministries in the name of God.
以神为名的圣工。
But God was not at the center.
却没有以神为中心。
I have seen some who call themselves ministering for God.
我曾见过自称为神做工的。
Yet God was not at the center of their lives.
却没有以神为他们生命的中心。
David wanted God to be at the center.
大卫愿意以神为中心。
So he wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the midst of his nation.
所以他想将约柜搬到国民的中间。
What was the Ark?
约柜是什么呢？
The ark contained the tablets of the law.
约柜里有两块法板。
And above it was the mercy seat.
约柜上面有施恩座。
Overshadowing it were the cherubim.
有两个基洛伯张开翅膀遮盖着。
The ark was the symbol of God's presence.
约柜代表着神的同在。
In Exodus 25:22, God said,
在出埃及记25章22节说，
I will meet with you and I will commune with you there.
我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
In fact, I want to go even further and say,
实际上我想更深入些来讲，
that the ark was a type of Christ in the Old Testament.
约柜在旧约时代是基督的一个象征模式。
Just as in the Old Testament, the ark symbolized God's presence among his people.
就好像在旧约时代，约柜是代表神与他的子民同在一样。
In the New Testament,
在新约时代，
Jesus' presence in your life and in my life and in church's life is the evidence of God's presence at the center.
耶稣在你的生命里，在我的生命里，又在教会的生命里，就是神与我们同在，以神为中心的凭据。
For almost 70 years, the ark had been missing from its rightful place.
这时约柜从本来的地方遗失已经差不多70年了。
The Philistines captured it.
是被非利士人抢走的。
They saw God giving Israel some victories.
他们看见神赐福以色列，使他们打胜仗。
And they thought that the ark was the secret of their victory.
以为约柜就是制胜的秘诀。
So the Philistines captured it.
于是非利士人抢走了它。
And they thought that they could hijack the God of Israel.
他们又以为这样可以把以色列的神抢过来。
But what happened?
但是发生了什么事呢？
The next morning,
第二天早晨，
they found the statue of their God Dagon had fallen on its face.
非利士人发现他们所拜的偶像大衮面伏于地扑倒在约柜前。
So the Philistines built a nice new cart and put the ark on it.
于是非利士人造了一辆新的牛车，将约柜放在上面。
And they send it back to Israel.
送回以色列去。
Now this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
I want you to remember one word.
我要你记住这词。
The word is cart.
就是牛拉的车。
Can you write it down?
请你写下来。
Don't forget it.
不要忘记。
It is very important.
这是非常重要的。
We're going to come back to it again.
我们待会儿再解释。
Saul, who led the nation based on his instincts,
扫罗基于他的本能来治理国家。
And his ingenuity,
他靠自己的机智。
Left the ark and consequently God himself out of his life,to languish for decade at the house of Abinadab.
竟让约柜留在亚比拿达家里弃置许多年。他离弃约柜，也就是离弃了神。
David wanted to bring back the ark from there.
大卫想取回约柜。
So that it would be in the midst of the people.
将它放在人民中间。
As soon as he became king,
当他一登王位，
he did this.
就立即去办。
Listen carefully.
请留心听着。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
The Word of God does not leave out painful details.
神的话语并没有隐瞒痛苦的细节。
David was doing right.
大卫做得对。
What David was doing was proper.
大卫所做的是恰当的。
What David was doing was needed.
大卫是需要这么做的。
So you may ask, so what's the problem?
你会问，这有什么问题呢？
The problem was David's basic weakness.
问题是在大卫的基本软弱。
Do you know what it is?
那个是什么呢？
It is your weakness.
这也是你的软弱。
It is my weakness.
也是我的软弱。
You see him get caught in the same problem again and again.
你看见他一次又一次受困于同一个问题上。
And it is the weakness that you and I fall in it again and again.
我们也是一次又一次的在这软弱上跌倒。
David sought the counsel of the leaders.
大卫征求领袖们的意见。
David sought the counsel of men.
大卫征求人的意见。
Oh, but he failed to inquire of the Lord again.
这次他又忘记来求问主。
I want to testify to you from my own life once more.
我想再次向你做见证。
What I'm going to tell you never fails.
我所说的千真万确。
It works like clockwork.
是准确无误的。
And it is this.
就是这么样。
When I take time to pray.
当我花时间祈祷。
And when I seek God's face,
当我寻求神的面,
and inquire of the Lord,
求问主,
I succeed.
我就成功。
Whenever I fail to seek God,
当我没有寻求神,
and I become persuaded by someone's resume,
却相信人的履历,
and their credentials,
人的信誉,
or even the rightness of the matter,
或甚至是事情的正确性
or even the importance of the matter,
或事情的重要性
or even the urgency of the matter,
或事情的紧迫性
I fail greatly.
结果我大大失败
Whenever I follow my impulse,
每当我凭一时的冲动行事
Whenever I follow my instincts,
每当我依赖自己的本能
Whenever I follow someone else's agenda,
每当我听从别人的议程计划
and fail to consult with God,
而没有咨询神
and seek God,
寻求神
and inquire of the Lord,
求问主
I fall flat on my face again and again.
我一次又一次跌倒，彻底失败。
The important point here is this.
这里的重点是
David wanted to do the right thing.
大卫想做正确的事
in the wrong way,
却用错了方法。
David wanted to honor God.
大卫想尊崇神。
David wanted God to be at the center of his nation.
大卫想以神为国家的中心。
David wanted God to be at the center of his life.
大卫想以神为他生命的中心。
All of this great and wonderful things.
这一切都是极美好的。
Yet had David taken the time to ask God,
但是如果大卫肯花些时间求问神,
seek the face of God,
寻求神的面,
seek his direction,
寻求他的指引,
David would have avoided some disasters along the way.
大卫在途中就可避免一场灾难的发生。
If you have your Bibles with you,
如果你有圣经,
I want you to turn to the second book of Samuel.
请翻到撒母耳记下。
And it is the sixth chapter.
第六章。
And verse 3.
第三节。
I want you to look at it, please, now.
请看。
Have you found it?
找到了没有啊?
We want to read it for you.
请听我读出。他们将神的约柜从岗上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒和亚西约赶着新车。
Now, remember what I told you the word that I wanted you to write down?
你记得我曾叫你写下的名词吗?
And I told you don't forget it, I'm going to come back to it?
也曾告诉你不要忘记,我会回头多讲一些的。
This is what I want you to focus on right now.
现在就请你注意这一点。
Here's the first mistake that David made.
这是大卫所犯的第一个错误。
In the book of Numbers,
在民数记
chapters 4 and chapter 7,
第四章和第七章
God's word states that the ark must be carried by the Levites on their shoulders.
神声明搬动约柜必须由利未人扛在肩头上。
This is repeated many times in the scripture.
圣经多次重复说明。
You may ask, well, what happened?
你也许会问，有什么事发生？
If the directions are clear,
如果只是这么清楚，
and David wanted to bring God back at the center,
大卫想将神放回中心。
Why didn't they follow the clear directions of God?
为什么他们不遵照神清楚的指示呢？
Why did they have to put the ark on a cart?
为什么他们将约柜放在牛车上？
Instead of carrying it on their shoulders just like God told them to.
而不是按照神的吩咐由人扛在肩头上。
I want to give you my opinion.
让我说说我的想法。
Probably they had some bright people.
可能有些精明的人。
Like we have in our day.
就好像我们今天一样。
And they may have said something like this.
他们也许会说，
Carrying the ark on the shoulder is an old-fashioned thing to do.
用肩头扛约柜是过时的方法。
These people probably said,
这些人也许会说，
Carrying the ark on the shoulder was applicable only in the days of Moses.
将约柜扛在肩头上是摩西时代的做法。
This is a new day.
但这是新时代。
It requires new interpretation.
需要新的解释。
These are modern times.
这是新时代。
We must do things differently.
我们做事方法当然不同。
And in that process,
而在那过程中，
they contradicted God's clear instruction.
他们触犯了神清楚的指示。
In that process,
在那过程中，
they broke down God's prescription.
他们违反了神的方式。
David most likely was doing this out of love.
大卫这么做很可能是出于爱心。
Remember what Jesus said?
记得耶稣说过，
If you love me,
你若爱我，
Keep my commandments.
就要遵守我的诫命。
Sometimes we do the wrong thing and we said, well, it's out of love.
我们有时做错事，但我们说那是出自爱心。
No, but that's wrong.
但这是错误的。
Jesus didn't say,
耶稣并没有说，
If you love me, modernize my commandments.
你若爱我，就将我的诫命现代化吧。
Jesus did not say,
耶稣并没有说，
If you love me, modify my commandments.
你若爱我，就将我的诫命调整一下。
Jesus did not say,
耶稣并没有说，
If you love me, marginalize my commandments.
你若爱我，就可模糊我的诫命。
Jesus did not say,
耶稣并没有说，
If you love me, manipulate my commandments.
你若爱我，就可以篡改我的诫命。
Jesus didn't say,
耶稣并没有说，
If you love me, minimize my commandments.
你若爱我，就可以轻视我的诫命。
No.
不。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
If you love me,
你若爱我，
keep my commandments.
就要遵守我的诫命。
So,
所以，
as they were driving the cart with the ark on it,
当他们用牛车搬运约柜，
instead of carrying it on their shoulder,
而不是扛在肩头上，
The ox stumbled.
当牛一失蹄，
And the ark was about to fall.
约柜快要摔下来时，
And one man reached out to steady it.
有一个人伸手扶住，
And he dropped dead on the spot.
他就立即死在那里。
I am sure some of you are thinking,
我知道你会在想，
Wait a minute.
等一会儿。
This man was doing the good deed.
这个人是在做好事。
Why should he die?
他为什么会死？
Yes, this man was doing the right thing.
是的，这个人是在做对的事。
Yes, this man was fulfilling a need.
是的，这个人正在回应一项需要。
So why did he drop dead?
那为什么要他死？
I think you'll miss the point if you think that the man dropped dead because he was doing good thing.
你若以为这个人是因为做好事而死的话，你就错失了这件事件的重点。
Someone said this.
有人这样说，
Doing God's work,
做神的工作，
God's way,
用神的方法，
brings God's blessing.
就能得到神的赐福。
Bringing the ark out of the center of the Philistines and bringing it back to the people of God was good work.
将约柜从腓力士带回来给神的子民是好事。
And God was pleased.
是神所喜悦的。
Bringing the ark was doing God's work.
带约柜回来是为神做工。
Putting it on the cart was not doing God's work God's way.
但将约柜放在牛车上却不是用神的方法来做神的工作。
Consequently,
结果
God withheld his blessing.
神停止了他的赐福。
Well, I'm afraid we have to end this broadcast.
好，我想要结束今天的节目了。
We have come to the end of our time.
时间已经到了。
But next time,
下一次的节目里
we will see how God's blessing was withheld from Saul as well as from David and his people.
我们会看神如何停止赐福给扫罗、大卫并他的子民。
We will learn how through repentance, David, a champion for God, will honor God in victory.
我们也要学习看大卫这位神的战士如何借着悔改在胜利中尊崇神。
Until then, we pray God's richest blessings.
愿神赐你丰盛的恩典。
Let us close with a word of prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊。
We pray that you'll protect us.
求你保护我们。
From doing your work.
在做你的圣工时。
The wrong way.
不要用错误的方法。
Or with the wrong motive.
或是出自错误的动机。
Teach us to live for you and through you.
教导我们为你而活，并活在你的里面。
In order that we may please you.
让我们能够讨你喜悦。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷
Amen
阿们
顺从耶和华，顺从耶和华，敬畏他，听从他的话。你们要顺从耶和华，顺从耶和华，敬畏他，听从他的话。这就是大福，这就是大福，尽全心全意爱主你的神，这就是大福。这就是大福，请全心全意爱主你的神。
你们要顺从耶和华，顺从耶和华，敬畏他，听从他的话，这就是大福。尽全心全意爱主你的神， 这就是大福。
是的，我亲爱的朋友，
一个真正爱神的人，就是完全顺服遵行神旨意的人。然而，顺从神并不是一个容易学习的功课。我们从大卫的身上看见他需要不断地来学习，一而再，再而三。我们太习惯于依赖自己的聪明、自己的经验，常常会自作主张，即使是出于一番好意，但却因为忘记以神为首位，忘记了凡事要寻求他的意思，结果就做出违背神的事，形成了悲剧，实在令人叹息。我不知道你是怎么样理解大卫用错误的方式搬运约柜的这一个事件，但是我盼望你能够掌握约瑟夫牧师所提出的重点。其实这正是圣经记载了这件事要我们格外留心的。创造宇宙万物的至高真神极其圣洁，满有全能，他不是金银木石由人手造出来的偶像，人更不可以轻轻忽忽、随随便便地处置他、看待他。约瑟夫牧师提醒我们，真正爱神的人，就是遵守神诫命的人。大卫想要遵从神，必须学习真正的爱神，也就是完全遵守神的诫命。在这一次的事件里，虽然发生了悲剧，但是也让大卫在一开始做王的时候就学习到重要的功课，这样他才能够领导以色列人民以正确的方式来敬拜神，因为以色列人是神的子民，这是他们必须学习的。而今天你和我愿意相信神，成为神的儿女，也必须认识神的圣洁、神的威荣，并且懂得按照神的心意来敬拜他。今天非常感谢约瑟夫牧师把这个信息带给我们。亲爱的朋友，如果你还有什么疑问，欢迎你来信提出，我们可以用通信的方式继续有更深入的探讨。来信请你寄到本电台的地址，你写给我方怡收就可以了。方是方块的方，怡呢是竖心旁一个台，心旷神怡的那个怡字啊。同时也欢迎你在信中索取我们专程为您预备的两本中英文的小册子，信仰历程七部曲、信仰历程七部曲以及期待喜乐、期待喜乐。好，今天我们谈到这儿，时间也差不多了，就让我们约定在下一次的天路导向再相会。